Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on this beautiful Sunday summer morning. It depends on who you talk to as to whether the heat and the humidity is a blessing or not, but just remember this come December, right? So it's good to welcome you. I know that we have some special visitors with us today. It's good to see some faces from years ago. Denny, you're sitting with some of them. Donna Valeria Hornish's son, DeRoyce, and his wife are here. And Louise has some people sitting with her. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. Does anybody know what began at 10 a.m. this morning? State baseball. Archbold's team is in the state championship. It began at 10. I was asked yesterday if the church would be willing to give up their hour on 96.1 so that they could air the baseball game, and I said, of course, because our hour is from 8:30 to 9:30. But if we had been at 10, I probably would have said, of course, anyway, but we can be thinking some of the boys on the team are from St. John's and be thinking about them and their family in that experience. The flower arrangements sitting on the altar themselves are from yesterday's memorial service in celebration and thanksgiving of Willie Buehrer's life. So our prayers continue to be with Ben and Sue and the rest of the family. They had waited a while, but to me, it was a pretty good day of celebration, of worship, and time with family. So it was good to have Willie Buehrer's family gather together here in the church. And I met David and Chrissy Stuckey as they were leaving the building. They had been called, and David's father is not doing very well, so they went to spend time with him. That is Norma Fish's brother, so let you know that, and we'll be adding him to our prayers this morning as well. I think that's the announcements. There's plenty to read in the bulletin when after worship is over. So we turn to our opening reading this morning from Psalm 20, a psalm of David, as we begin this time. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the King. Answer us when we call. Let us call to the Lord as we bow in prayer. Lord God, gracious Lord God, we thank you for this time to gather together, to connect in, to worship you this day. We worship you, we pray to you, and we know that you are always listening. In fact, we know that you know our thoughts even before they're on our tongue. But Lord, in reverence and honor of you, we pray and we worship, thanking you for the gift of life and love in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I encourage you to just take some time to look over those verses of Psalm 20 as we prepare for worship, as we listen to our morning prelude. Thank you.
opening hymn of praise this morning is number 477 in the red hymnal. Stand up for Jesus. If you are able, please rise and join in praising our Lord.
The faith. Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered on the cross of Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I invite you to come forward for the children's message. If you are having a birthday this next week, I need you to come forward if you are a child. Oh, look at that. I wonder how I knew someone was having a birthday this next week. Here he comes. That's two. There are two more Yoders out there? No? Here they come. You can take your time. You don't have to run. Or you can oops. He walked so fast he ran out of his sandal. He's coming. There you are. You know, last week I had the two of you help me with the children's moment, but I forgot that your birthday was coming up, okay? But you have a birthday on the 18th, and you're on the 20th, all right? How did I know that?
I'm on 15th.
You're on the front of the bulletin, okay? It's not that I'm some mystic guy, but you are on the front of the bulletin. I need you to stay here, and would you come all the way down to this other side? No, no, no. You stay back over there, Ian, and Ethan's going to stay there. All right. Now, I have something in this little plastic bag that I bought at the store, and it's this little stack of letters. It's not very exciting, okay? It's small. It's very thin. What could it be? But as we stretch it out, you want to hold that beginning. Oh, it's tough. As we stretch it out, it becomes much, much larger, and it spells something. Any idea what this might say?
Happy birthday.
It might say happy birthday. Okay, now, Ian, I need you to scoot this way. Scoot this way. There you go. Whew. Any carpenters out there? How far apart are those letters stretched? 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet? Seven. Seven and a half was close. How do I know that? Because I read the instructions. We had that small little pack of letters. We didn't know what it was, but then when we opened it up and we expanded it, we have this great big word. And it says, happy birthday, in honor of Ian and Ethan's birthday coming up on the 18th and the 20th. Okay? Now, I probably have to do this for every children's moment from now on. But the point is, small little skinny package, we open it up and it spreads out and spells this long word, 7 feet long, happy birthday. That is the springboard that we are using to talk about the gospel lesson. Okay, and today we are covering the parable of the mustard seed. Have any of you ever planted seeds in the ground?
Yeah.
Have you?
In mulch?
Anybody else planted? Anybody have a garden at home? Ever planted any seeds?
We do.
You do? What do you put the seeds in?
Dirt.
In dirt. And they grow, okay? And those small little seeds can become very large plants. Well, back in the days of Jesus, he thought about a mustard seed, which was a really tiny seed in the garden. And when you planted that tiny seed in time, it sprouted and it became the largest of plants, the largest bush in the garden. Now, Jesus was there talking with people and he probably saw a garden and he probably saw a large mustard seed. And he talked about its very small beginning and how it became very large. So again, this packet of letters was nice and tight and small. We expanded it, became a great big two-word happy birthday celebration. The mustard seed talks about our faith. As we plant seeds of faith in our hearts, as it grows, it gets really big. And in confirmation this morning, we studied the history of St. John's. How many charter members of St. John's were there? Anybody know? 25 original members. 25, that has grown to we have 400. At one point, there were 600 members of this church. So as we are faithful in planting seeds of love and seeds of faith, the kingdom of God continues to grow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these boys up front this morning. We thank you that they're here, and we pray your blessing upon them and upon their parents, upon their grandparents, upon all who will teach them about Jesus their Lord. In Christ we pray, amen. Now what? How about you two take that back to your seat and you can use that at home this week? You two leave first and you carry that back there with you. Bree will be nice and understanding. And the rest of you, try not to take out those letters as you make it back to your seats. Oh, there you go. Do you want the little baggie, Bree, or are you okay? Oh, it doesn't matter, so that means I got to give it to her so she doesn't lose it. There you go. No, I had no idea when I bought that this week that we were going to have birthday boys up front. God works out all good things. In our time of prayer this morning, you can see the back of your bulletin. We've added a few with Gary Beck, son of Bud and Tootie, in the return of his cancer and the great pain that he is enduring. I received word from Jay and Carla Purcell yesterday that the medically induced coma really had no great effect. And in fact, they have made the decision to remove Rich from life support tomorrow. So please continue to be praying for Rich and for the rest of the family. I was able to make my first hospital visit in a year this last week. I was able to visit with Bryce and Elaine Winsler. He has been in rehab for a few weeks, and he will be headed to a long-term care facility. It could be up to 2 years for the nerves in his legs to recover from the surgeries that he's had, pending another surgery, and so he's going to have some long-term care, so please continue to be praying for him. You can see that Chloe Merrillett, who we've prayed for at various points in the past, she had some recent scans, those kind of routine things done, and it showed a shadow, and so they're doing some further scans and having sent out a biopsy. And we can be praying for Larry Stuckey as David and Chrissy went there to see what was going on with him. Let's bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we thank you for the little kernels of faith. We thank you for little seeds that we can study and we can plant and we can remember how the church was birthed through the presence of Jesus in this world and talking with 12 disciples, teaching them and preparing them. And Lord, from those humble beginnings, how the church is worldwide today, from a few to millions, that there are people out there that know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior around the world. Lord, we also thank you for the seeds of faith that you've sown in each of our own hearts, that we have come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord, and that we have that hope and that joy that comes from trusting and believing in him as he guides us through the presence of his Spirit, that Spirit of counsel and wisdom. And so in this time of prayer, as we come before you, may we each acknowledge your guiding hand upon us as we have come to faith, your guiding hand that calls us and equips us to share those seeds of faith with others, the sown word of scriptures. Lord, in this time of worship this morning, when we take this hour away from other things that we do in life, we thank you for gathering us together. Connected through the power of your Spirit. And in our time of worship, as we open up further parables of Jesus, Lord, may we commit ourselves to spending even more time studying these parables, that we would be strengthened to live more consistently in faith, in faithfulness to you. Lord, in the concerns of this local congregation, we pray for Bud and Tootie and their son Gary. We pray for his peace of heart. We pray for strength in his body. We pray for the pain to ease and go away. Lord, we pray for Rich as he continues in that coma, as he goes through these hours. And Lord, we pray for the strengthening of his family as they've made decisions. Lord, we pray for Jay and Carla as they make their way back from Arizona when they were on vacation. And Lord, just give them traveling mercies, and Lord, may they have time with Rich, and we pray your peace upon them all. Lord, I was thankful to be able to visit with Bryce and Elaine, and thankful for Bryce's strong attitude of what he is facing We pray for a great sense of perseverance upon himself. We thank you for the staff that are tending to him. Lord, we pray for Roger and Kay as they continue to have great concern for their granddaughter, Chloe. And Lord, we pray that this biopsy would reveal what is going on and continue to pray for further treatment. We pray for her health, and we thank you for her faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. Lord, we're praying for Larry Stuckey and David and Chrissy and for Norma and the rest of the family. Lord, we continue to pray for the family of Willie Buer, for Ben and Sue, and for the rest as they remember, as it's been a while since Willie physically died. And Lord, yesterday's service can remind us of mourning and grieving. And so we pray that your spirit of mercy would be upon their hearts as they remember and as they continue to live and mourn Willie's loss. Lord, as a congregation, we're thankful for this day and this time to dwell on the Spirit of God through the Scriptures and through prayer as we pray together the prayer of our Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon hymn is number 275 in the hymnal, How Firm a Foundation. If you are able, please rise and join us.